Huh? No, no, don't you go that way. No. My, it's past my bedtime.
And he's the one who took everything off of consent.
Yeah,
he should be the one.
I know.
That's
why. If he hadn't taken this off consent, we'd be moving on.
Yeah.
But.
Number six, right?
Six. Yeah.
We still have eight. Six and eight.
All right. Is Lily coming, or is she pigeon buttonholed? She's what?
Oh, for the calendar, maybe.
They're maybe trying to set up the dates.
Who's she talking to?
They're probably our trying attorney. To set up the dates.
Oh.
Remember they said...
No, that's all right. It's just... Let's get going.
Well, we can go without her. Just Monica. We can't go without.
Oh, well, then there we go. Monica's here.
Well,
let's
I need
go.
You. I need
Monica
you.
I room and like
Mike, I need...
Well. Am I right?
Come on.
Mike, I need item six.
You item six.
Item six.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah.
Item six.
All right. I trust that Ms. Castillo is on her way. And all right. So we will move ahead with item number six. Mr. Spence, yes, that this item be removed from consent.
I did. And I had a question about item A and then item D.
A and D?
Yeah, A and D, right? We're on item six? Is this Magic Circus Show, is that an after-school thing, or are we pulling kids out of school time for that?
It's Valentine.
I believe the Magic
Circus Show is at the end of the day, but it is during instructional time. How many of the kids that sold 10 or more signature fundraiser items aren't making grade-level standards? Because I kind of have a problem, you know, I understand incentives for fundraising, I get that, but I kind of have a problem doing it in the middle of the school day, especially if there's kids who aren't making standards.
So it's at the end of the day, like what? How many minutes at the end of the day?
I don't have this specific time.
Can you make the time disappear? Do other things? Or, I'm just raising that as
okay.
An issue.
So let's pull it until we get more information.
Well, the problem is it's the 24th. It's in 2 days. Right? Yeah, it's
okay, but we could say she can have it as long as it's you know, at the end of the day, very end of the day.
Is that your concern?
Well, yeah, that's my concern, is that it's during, although I don't know if there's issues with busing and stuff like that. My problem is it's during instructional time. And then...
Could it be during lunch?
No, I don't care if it's during lunch.
We could try. Okay, so we could just...
I think the problem is instructional time. Now, my problem is instructional time.
Yeah,
you understand? That's my problem.
All I know is my conversations are it's at the last 10 minutes of the day. And I'm like, okay, last 10
that's
minutes.
That's a short magic class, magic thing.
It goes, no, it's going into after school, but it starts like 10 minutes. That's my understanding, but we can ask her. And if the board's wishes are to say that you need to do it at lunch or after school or arrange pre...
Non-instructional time. And then D, you know, this one obviously applies to students that are, you know, between 3 and 4.0 GPAs, you know, but and we're taking money out of the site school library improvement block grants, again, for another magic show. And I'm not sure that what grade level standard that magic show would apply to.
This is another magic show?
Mm-hmm. Wait, it's part of their Renaissance assembly.
Yeah. And so, and what are they going to learn?
So that's the reference to the 3.0.
So it's a reward assembly, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
It's a reward.
Does that go on during lunch, or does that go on during instructional time, too?
During instructional time. But that happens all the time, though, right? Renaissance assemblies do.
Because I think, you know, I mean, I don't know. I also see better use for a school site. Library, you know, sometimes some of these rewards things are funded out of different funds that aren't ours, you know, aren't given to us, you know, by the state or by the taxpayers, are given by PTA or other volunteer organizations. And so, I mean, I know it's only $400 and that's really kind of small, but I kind of have a problem with that one, too. A and D.
All right, let's move forward. So on item A, you're going to look into it. If it's does anybody have a problem with that? If any instructional time at all is 10 minutes, if it's 10 minutes in, it's fine. If it's after school and they've made arrangements for transportation, it's fine.
But I really think we got to look at that kind of stuff because it's going to be end of the year and people are going to be looking at stuff like that.
And the same thing with item D with respect to if it's part of the ongoing Renaissance program that we've already, then that's fine too.
But I would like to have us look at that in the future. I don't want to go through any more nickel arcade discussions.
No. It's out of business anyway. Okay, so can I have a motion to for this item, please? Jay, is there a second?
And it includes those caveats?
Yes.
Yes. It's been moved by Eileen Miranda Jimenez and Jessica Shoemaker, and seconded by Jessica Shoemaker to approve the consultant agreements as listed with the caveats as discussed. Any objections? Hearing none, the motion is so ordered. Item number 8, the inter-district attendance agreements.
These are the districts that, in order for us to track students wherever they may go, we need to ensure that you have agreed to have these inter-district attendance agreements. So we've included almost everybody in the San Gabriel Valley, and hopefully, you know, that will at least...
And you went in San Bernardino County.
And one there, yeah.
My question was on number 3. Mm-hmm. All permits for attendance shall be renewed annually. Didn't that change in law? And didn't we change that in the AR?
Mr. Marentes. Either here or there,
please.
Yeah.
The law did change, but what it says is unless the districts have an agreement where it will be renewed annually. So they put that part into the new law. If you'll read when we just changed it,
mm-hmm.
which you agreed to today,
yeah.
It says in the sentence, except if the two districts agree that the permits will be renewed annually. So in order to be able to track the students to know who's leaving, to be able to do a better job of staffing,
mm-hmm.
we need to know who's leaving and who's coming.
Okay, but that doesn't affect what we're doing, though, then, does it?
No, it doesn't affect the ability to have the agreement. It just makes us be aware who lives in our district and where they are, correct?
Yeah, but also that means if we get a kid from that school,
uh-huh.
it ends after 1 year. We don't get to keep them for a longer period of time. Is that correct?
They would have to renew. If that's the agreement, then they would have to renew. They would have to renew it yearly.
Now, do any of these want to do it the other way?
We are getting agreements from other districts already wanting to do it this way to have it renewed because they want to be able to track their students also. Who comes?
They
want
to get them back after 1 year, but
that might be the case.
Both, yeah.
Yeah.
But
okay.
If we don't approve this, then it's automatic. They won't come back at all because they don't have to renew.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but our policy it wouldn't matter. But for them, you know, if any of them were willing to agree. to allow it permanently, that would benefit us. That's my only point. I don't know if any of them would. I don't know if it's boilerplate. That's my only point.
Right.
Do you see what I'm saying? Because if we're authorizing them to go, right? Fine. You know, they can be gone the next year and the next year after that. But, you know, if someone's coming here, why wouldn't we want to keep them unless we wanted to cancel the permit?
Both districts want paperwork to just so that they can keep track. Okay, you don't want a student that goes to Covina and then we don't know that the kid has dropped out somewhere or whether he still lives in our district. They want to keep those records for dropout rates and for funding rates and other things. So you need some documentation.
Okay. I mean, this is...
All right. Is that a motion?
Yes. Okay.
I think what Mr. Spence wants added is we let everybody leave no matter what. Some agreement with these districts that they are not going to yank them back after a year. Yes, it'll be renewed annually, but you can't just pull them back out.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Mm-hmm. That's correct. I don't know how to do that in here, and I don't know. You know, the thing is, obviously, this is like a blanket agreement, right? And so I don't know.
Yeah, because each board will have its own policies.
Mm-hmm.
But more than anything, all it does is it helps track. It doesn't stop anybody from continuing there.
Okay.
It just means they have to fill out paperwork.
Because, you know, a couple of these school districts are districts of choice.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, they have different rules than others would. So I don't know how to give the flexibility or I don't know what to do. But, I mean, I'd like to move it in, but allow some flexibility to ensure.
Well, you could say for tracking purposes only that this information is provided.
That's fine.
Okay.
Where is that? Where are you putting that? Item 3?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Well said. I'll move it.
Is there a second? It's been moved by Mike Spence, seconded by Jessica Shoemaker, to approve the interdistrict attendance agreements between the district and other districts as listed, with the modification as discussed. I don't know that I can repeat it, but
yeah.
You've got it.
For tracking purposes.
Yeah, for tracking purposes only added to that issue and those. All right. So are there any objections? Hearing none, the motion is so ordered. Item 10 is on consent, 11, 12. Mr. Spence, item number 14, award a contract.
Yeah, and, you know, I have no idea what's going on at the East Bay Restaurant Supply Company, but I get worried when I see bids and there's a 40% difference between the lowest bid, and then you see three bids right afterwards, 40%, you know, 45% higher, that are all in the same range. And so you start going, well, what's going on in the East Bay? You know, we're at a company that they can do stuff 40% cheaper than everybody else who put in a bid. And I guess it just was a red flag because there was such a difference.
Mr. Seaman, will you address that?
What?
Because you were in the process of, well, let me explain why. When this bid first, well, no, not bid. When we were trying to get this work done, Sandy Bernstein's husband's company was the person who wanted to do the work, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And in that process, I said, nope, we need to take this out to bid, correct?
Correct.
So we then took it to bid.
To public bid, yes.
To public bid. And in the public bidding, it was my understanding that he and his company came out the most competitive for the work that needed to be done.
All the companies put in bids based on the parameters that were put out in the public bid, and then his bid came in as the lowest bid of the bids that were submitted. And our consultant, Dave Larkin, noticed this difference that you just mentioned and had a conversation and sat down with the owner, Mr. Bernstein, and talked about the parameters, made sure that everything was very clear, how he bid it, what we were expecting, and the parameters. And is comfortable that he will install the refrigerator based on our specifications and will do the job based on what we expect.
Who drew up the bid specifications?
Mr. Larkin.
So did Sandy have anything to do with drawing up the bid specs?
No, but the point and one of our concerns at the time was that our district doesn't really have a policy about that issue of
conflict of interest?
No, not the conflict of well, I don't think it would be conflict of interest. It's just a matter of the fact that she had just left and this was a relative of hers and she was going through the bidding process. My prior district said you had to be away from that district for a whole year before you or anybody else in your family could bid for a project, okay? But absent that policy, what we did was ensure that all the specifications that were appropriate for anybody were put out for public bidding.
And well, that's why I asked who did the bid specs, because you can change a lot about bidding with the bid specs.
Yeah. No, Mr. Larkin, I would say, you know, appropriately did the specs for the bidding.
One question. Do we still have in our contracts anything about change orders? Meaning, you know, we only allow 10%.
10%, yeah.
Correct.
So that's all there. So.
Right.
And he's bonded.
Yeah. Don, I didn't know if you wanted to add something.
Is he bonded?
Yes. So, again, when we saw the results, I asked Dave Larkin to go back and do an exit interview going through all those specs so that they're clearly everything's been accounted for. We don't get halfway through and say, oh, no, there's another $20,000.
Yeah.
Your concern and the concern with the dollar difference when it's too good to be true,
right,
sometimes
exactly.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
But we've clearly gone through everything and all that's been documented to hold them accountable. One of the reasons that were reported to me why it's cheaper is they can do everything in-house. They're not outsourcing the different pieces so there isn't multiple markups. you would expect that to account for maybe 20-25% difference, not 50%.
Mm-hmm.
So there still is that concern, but it's documented. It is, you know, has all the kind of controls in place that we should be assured of a good job.
Okay. Okay. I'm sure I'll hear about this in a couple weeks.
Huh?
No. Okay.
You'll hear about it in a couple weeks.
Yeah, okay. It was a red flag, that kind of number.
Is that a motion?
Thank you. Yes, I guess. Reluctantly.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Been moved by Mike Spence, seconded by Cami Polis, toward the bid number 0511011, New Walk-In Refrigerator at West Covina High School, to lowest bid. Are there any objections? Hearing none, the motion so ordered. Any other board discussion on any item? Hearing none.
Actually,
Mr. Spence?
Well, actually, I wanted to get a report on the Edgewood High School stuff, because we haven't talked about it since it opened. You know, where we're headed, what the enrollment looks like for next year, that kind of stuff. And also the West Coast California reconfiguration. I don't know if we have benchmarks. We should probably have benchmarks from internal benchmarks that you guys could show that the kind of progress being made from the reconfiguration or whatever the results are.
So just a progress report. Okay.
Anything else? With that, the dates, remember, next board meeting is March 8th, and we are adjourned at 10:55.